Welcome to Grow Radio, bringing you a different podcast on the hour, every hour.
Hey folks, and how are you doing? Now, welcome to this episode of the Grow Radio Show, where I talk to people who are involved with Grow Radio about the things that they're involved with Grow Radio with. Now, today I'm going to be talking to Jonathan Branson from Warwick District Council, all about his really cool event, Spark Ignite 2024. It's happening in Leamington Spa on the 15th of February. I've been there in previous years as an attendee, and this year, really proud to say that I'm doing a workshop and also doing other bits during the event. And today's episode is talking to you about what Spark Ignite 2024 is. You know, what would you get if you popped down during the day, what you'd experience, and also some background behind the organisation as well. So, Jonathan, thank you very much for joining us today. Tell us a little bit about you to start off with before we kick into Spark itself. So who are you and what do you do on a day-to-day basis?
Hi, Gary. Thanks for inviting me on, first of all. I'm Jonathan Branson. I'm the Projects and Development Manager at Warwick District Council's Art Section. And I do all sorts of fun and interesting projects and initiatives to help stimulate creative sector growth. So all sorts of things from commissioning research, delivering professional development, managing projects, programming, producing, and everything in between, including things like events, so like the Spark Symposium, which I'm here to talk to you about today.
Nice. So for the people who don't know what the Spark Symposium is, tell us a little bit about it. Where did it start off and what is it now?
So Spark is Warwick District Council's annual one-day symposium for the area's creative sector. If you didn't know Warwick District, it's made up of four towns. So there's Leamington, Warwick, Kenilworth and Whitnash. And this event takes place at the Royal Spa Centre, so one of our big cultural venues in Leamington, on Thursday the 15th of February. And the day is largely structured around five core themes or priorities for the area, if you like. And this is around voice, placemaking, pathfinding, engagement, and innovation. And what we like to do is use those themes to inform a series of presentations and panel discussions, workshops, which you are very kindly taking part in this year, and also demonstrations, which you're also taking part in. And we have discussions and networking, and most importantly, if not the most important thing, is a delicious breakfast and lunch for delegates to enjoy when they're here as well. And the last couple of years, we've also put on some after parties so that delegates can carry on those conversations they've had in the day. And this year, we're delighted that Temperance in Old Town in Leamington, which is a cafe and music venue, is hosting this year's after party. So it promises to be a fun, interesting, exciting day of creative conversation.
It really, as an attendee of previous years, I can testify that it is definitely it's a hub of creativity. That's the easiest way for me to say it, because you can walk in and you're greeted with different people, first of all, exhibiting. But also you go to different places, you can see talks, you can have a chat with people. And it's really good just to catch up with people who you've seen in the past, who you've just seen at different events. But also then you can go to different workshops and different talks. And talk about workshops. Obviously, I'm doing the workshop at 10:30 to 11:30, all about how to engage with podcasts. But there's loads of different ones on there. Should we talk about some of the other ones that are on there?
Yeah, absolutely. So as I mentioned, there's a mix of different types of sessions. So the program is largely informed by the conversations that we have with members of our creative community through the year. We've also commissioned research recently to try and understand what the strengths and challenges are from across a range of creative organizations. Then we try and tease out themes, so areas of support and things that are of interest to the people who live and work in the area. So the big sort of themes that have come through for this year's event, we've got a session on artificial intelligence and the creative sector, which is, you know, across all news at the moment. People are using it in lots of interesting ways. We've got three organisations talking about how they're using it in different ways. Climate emergency is obviously a really big thing for all of us. So we've got, again, a number of cultural organisations who are talking about what they're doing to address the climate emergency. And also an ongoing and important one for lots of cultural organisations is understanding the funding ecology. So how can we get more money into the area to support the businesses that do all the amazing stuff and things in our area? So they are the three main panel discussions in the main auditorium. And then running parallel to that, we also have workshops. So we have six workshops this year, and we have them in our studio theatre and also in a basement area, which we convert into another little workshop area. And the themes that kind of come through this year, so artists, cultural people. Cultural organizations are interested in intellectual property. What does that mean? How does it impact on the things that they produce? And podcasting. So we've got this guy in called Gary from Grow. I don't know, you might have heard of him. He's doing some sessions on podcasting. Social media marketing is also something that's really important that people want to find out more about. And we've also got sessions around empowering neurodivergent and disabled employees as well. So there's a real mix of things that are happening. And to follow on from the main sessions in the theatre, we've also got sessions on fundraising and climate justice. But the workshops are a little bit more intimate for a smaller number of delegates. I should also say we've also got demonstrations. We've got artists demonstrating, we've got illustrators, we've got conservators. And you're demonstrating what radio is and podcasting as well. So you'll be here in and around the building on the day in addition to your workshop.
So one thing I'm really looking forward to is capturing some of those conversations, not earwigging, but actually having chats with different people. And also those conversations, so those chats that I have will be then streamed onto Grow Radio and also turned into video content afterwards as well. So it's going to be a really cool time to catch up with a few people and also meet new people who are interested in podcasting. I'll be there to answer any questions they have about it. Some of the common questions are normally, what equipment do I use? That was a question that's already been asked. You know, how often should I release episodes? What happens if I can't release episodes? Where do I have to record? I'm there to answer any of those questions for people. So yeah, I'll be there interviewing, answering questions, broadcasting live on Grow Radio throughout the day, and also doing the workshop. Effectively, I'm being greedy and I said yes to anything that you said to get involved with. I think that was pretty much the conversation. It was like me saying, yep, yeah, I'll do that. Yep, yeah, that's fine. Yep, yeah, that's fine. Just because I know how good the event is and I wanted to be part of it. So thank you for saying that we could be part of it.
No, it's our absolute pleasure. And I should stress that the purpose of Spark is to provide a platform to creative people and organisations. It's not about Warwick District Council trying to force a particular agenda. It is a platform. So throughout the year, I have conversations with people who want to either provide a demonstration or they're interested in a particular topic or theme. And then, you know, throughout the year, that kind of evolves and we get more people involved. So it's largely dictated by it's the stuff that we put on. We also have, in addition to all the sessions and demonstrations we've talked about, we also have an area I lovingly refer to as the marketplace. So again, organizations, individuals come and present or use it as a shop front to directly engage with people who are attending at the conference. So we tend to have around 380, 400 delegates attend. So we don't say you have to come for the whole day. We often have people dipping in and out throughout the day because some people have to go to work, obviously, during those hours. So, and we also record some of the sessions in the main auditorium. So there is an opportunity. We've got a Spark YouTube channel to go and see previous sessions. We're not live streaming because we're just not live streaming. We did a bit of research and people wanted to either attend in person or just to watch it, you know, when they could. So, yeah, so delighted you could come along because we've had conversations for many years about what you're doing and you are part of our creative community and people want to find out about podcasting. So that's a really good example of how this thing works.
Mm. And I must stress at this point as well, it's free to attend, folks. There's no charge in terms of you turning up and registering and rocking up on the day. You book your ticket, your free ticket, through the district council's website, and I'll put links to that in the show notes as well. And also there's a really cool app that goes alongside it so people can engage with people not just during the event itself but beforehand. Jonathan, do you want to expand on the app and the role?
We tested this app. It's called Hoover. There's all sorts of conferencing and symposium apps available. But we trialed one in 2020, which was the first year that we did this. And this app allows you to, I should say it's also an app and a website. So if you don't want to download stuff on your phone, there's a link. You can visit it on any kind of internet connected device. You just go on and then it's like a portal. And within that, you can set up your own profile. You can see all the different things that are happening via the agenda. Can start discussion boards, you can connect with other delegates, you can build your profile, if I haven't said that already, because my mind is full of event planning stuff at the moment because it's only happening in 2 weeks. And it's just a really good way of connecting with people before the event, during the event, and post event. So if you are a creative and you've got a particular offer, you've got particular services, or you're looking to connect with someone to partner on something, be it a piece of work or a funding application, those are the sorts of things that is your platform to get those messages out. And you don't have to get involved in it. If you don't fancy using the technology, the website, you'll be there in person. There'll be ways of connecting with people on the day. We'll make sure, you know, there's an information desk. If you want to connect with someone you're not too sure how, there'll be members of staff wearing Spark t-shirts and they can connect you that way as well.
Brilliant. So if people wanted to find more information about the workshops, the presentations, all of that kind of stuff, obviously the link is in the show notes, but Jonathan, can you just let people know where they can find that information out?
Yep. So we've got, as you said, Warwick District Council. We have a plain text version of all the information on our website, which is warwickdc.gov.uk/spark. When you go on there, all the information is laid out. That information is also replicated on the app. The app is more of a living version of that, so there's more interactivity, but there's static image, static content on that website. What else can I say about that? If you've registered as a delegate as well, if you haven't, please do register. We've still got, I think, about 60 spaces. As I said, we have about 400 in total. And we'll email all delegates sort of in a week's time with everything you need to know, from, you know, where do you get your lunch token from, to how do you book sessions, to, you know, how do you get to the after party. So everything's in there. So I do urge people to book as soon as they can. This isn't me just trying to drum up numbers, because we always hit capacity every year. So yeah, please do book.
Nice. And also, obviously, the benefit of booking early as well is you can start connecting with the people who are going to be there as well. It is always better to book early, reserve your spot. Then also you can book into the presentations and the talks as well, because some of them will sell out as well because of space. So really, folks, if you haven't already booked and you fancy it and you're in Leamington or Warwick in that kind of day, on that day, come along, but register first. Before we go, Jonathan, is there anything that we've missed or anything else you want to shout about at the moment around Spark or anything else that you're doing?
I guess, well, I obviously encourage people to come, but also I'm already starting to think about next year's event, so 2025. So if anyone who's listening to this has an idea or they want to get involved, be it the marketplace to promote who they are and what they're doing, or they're an artist or creative who want to present some art on the day, then get in touch. My details are all over the website that I've just mentioned, so you'll be able to find that quite easily. Thanks to some UK shared prosperity funding that Warwick District Council received last year, it's allowing us to do a few extra bits and pieces. So for example, this year we're piloting Spark bursaries. So often there's a lot of freelancers that come to Spark who have to potentially lose money because they're not, you know, earning on that particular day, they're missing a day of work. So we're setting up bursaries for those people who are unable to come to Spark, who've not been able to come before. And it's not a huge amount of money, but it certainly helps. So there's five pots of £150, the full this year, but again, next year we'll be rerunning it. And we do pay people. So the speaker fees that we pay out of this budget, we also pay demonstrators and we pay all sorts of other things. So get in touch if you've got an idea.
Brilliant. On that note, folks, I'm going to bid you a fond farewell. Please reserve your ticket. And if you do turn up and you are interested in Spark, register, connect with us on the app. And also, I will be offering interview spaces throughout the day. So if you are interested in being interviewed at Spark by Grow Radio, which will then be broadcast on Grow Radio Live, plus also repurposed after the event itself, then let us know from your message. But everyone watching, everyone listening, thank you so much. And Jonathan, take care, mate. I'll catch you later. And I will see you, I'll see everyone at Spark later on in the month on the 15th of Feb. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks very much. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Grow Radio, bringing you a different podcast on the hour, every hour.